We're inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth today from Bismarck as the Wolves take their show on the road against the Marauders of UMary. Pleased to roll out another installment of Pack Chat on Fox Sports Aberdeen as we bring in the senior cornerback, also a captain on the program this year, transfer Lorenzo Jones to the show. Thanks for doing this, sir. I appreciate it.
For sure. How you doing today, man?
I'm just living the dream. Yourself?
Hey, I can't complain.
Love to hear that. So named a captain this year, that's a pretty cool accolade for a new guy to the program. What's that mean to you?
Honestly, I think it's a big role. It's huge for me being a new guy in the program and these guys having trust and faith and belief in me, believing that I can lead the program in a positive way. It's my first time that I've been captain, other than a youth sport or something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But besides that, though, it's like really my first time being a collegiate captain on the football team, so I like it.
Quite the accolade, no question. First ever Gypsy Days for you this last weekend against Concordia St. Paul. How cool of an environment was that for you?
It was great. All the way from, you know, the parade in the morning, just pulling up to the facility and seeing everybody out, all the bands, all the floats. We got the wolf walk before we go out and start warming up. So it's a cool atmosphere to be able to walk around and see all of the supporters and fans and everybody so hyped to watch us play. The game itself is just unexplainable, you know. It was a great atmosphere, a ton of fans. We had a pretty good crowd. It was a really good crowd.
Was that the best or biggest crowd you've ever performed in front of, or maybe you had some bigger ones in high school or other places that you played at?
Definitely top three for sure. I would say one of the biggest crowds I played in would be Bemidji last year in the regional finals. That was a pretty good crowd to play in front of, that being a home game and, you know, us taking the win. So that was a cool atmosphere. But this is by far, you know, one of the top atmospheres that I've played in front of, the crowd. Just fans being so engaged, you know, former teammates or former players coming back to the team and just showing love to the players, even guys that I never knew.
Blakeslee Stadium, Dakota Bank Stadium. Which one's better?
Dakota Bank. I'm cashing my money in at the bank every time.
There you go. A little bit different playing on grass as opposed to the field turf. Do you have a preference?
I'm from the crib, so I grew up playing on grass.
Yeah.
I that's why I find my comfort. I would say coming to the Midwest, though, it changed a lot just because, like, you only get to play in the good grass for 2-3 games, and then it started getting bad. So I definitely like the turf a little bit more now just because no matter the conditions, unless it's ice on the turf, you'd be able to stick your foot in the ground and still play as opposed to, you know, a frozen layer of grass or a bunch of mud. So turf is definitely a little bit easy to play on.
Hopefully enough to worry about that frozen ice stuff here for another couple months. In my opinion, you were locking down wide receivers all day. That first pick has got to be coming. I know you had one against Wayne, but it technically didn't count. First pick of the year is coming up, is it not?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I always believe in due time, so I just, you know what I'm saying, keep doing what I do, and I'm not trying to force anything, just playing within the means of our schemes and, you know what I'm saying, just hoping that my ability and my preparation can put me in a position to make a play. So it's coming for sure. I feel it coming this weekend.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm feeling it. Yeah. So you transferred from Northwestern to Mankato to Northern. All of those have great winning cultures around them. Does it feel like Northern is on their way to having a similar culture to those places?
100%. 100%. It's night and day difference from when I got here in the spring till now. We put in so much work in fall camp for us to mold each other and be the guys that we want to be the team that we want to be. So I think it's exciting to see what we got putting together, just starting the season out strong. Me personally, I feel like our first game could have went either way. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it is what it is. We went back to the drawing board and we got better. That's kind of what I hope for us to be every week, just get better every week, you know, go 1-0. I tell the guys all the time, even I tell the coaches, you know what I'm saying, we go undefeated at home, we do what we got to do on the road, it's hard to miss the playoffs. So
I think you guys are right there, and I would not be shocked to see this USF team later on down the road, maybe in the postseason. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But what's it like knowing this is your last year playing collegiate football? That's got to be kind of strange, but kind of cool in one way, but kind of sad in another. What's that like?
I think for me, it's all cool for real. Like maybe I'll feel it like when the season is over.
Sure.
But right now, it's more of a, you know what I'm saying, I've been on this road trying to accomplish things that hasn't been done before. It's literally just been ups and downs. So for me, I look at this as like a journey, and I feel like I've accomplished a lot to put me in the position that I'm in. Not really a bittersweet moment for me. It's all just like feeling good and just knowing that like everything that I went through, you know what I'm saying, from school to school, or whether it be situations outside of school, I kept going. And you know what I'm saying, I'm at the end of that road where I can prove that I got through it, and that'll be what I get when I get my degree. So I'm anxious to get to December, but I'm not rushing the process.
Another chapter in the book.
For sure.
Totally get it. How do you get in the zone before a game? Are you a big music guy? Maybe get a prayer in, something like that. Everyone's different. What's your zone look like?
I usually try to, I'm big on music, so I'll talk to my mom before in the morning. I listen to some music pretty much throughout the whole day. I'm listening to music. At some point, I find my way on the field and soak it all in. Be grateful for it all. Other than that, it's really just, it's a lot of music, Red Bull, grandma's cookies, and just kind of just finding like a happy medium, just like not trying to be too anxious, but not trying to be too dull, just ready to go out and play free. For real. And usually after the first snap, I kind of level out and my body is at where it needs to be. Before, it's a lot that you're taking in. You know, you in front of a big crowd, you got a lot of expectations for yourself, for the team. The team has expectations for you, for them itself. So usually after that first snap, all of that washes out.
Then it's just football.
Yeah, like I really don't like do a whole lot of thinking. Like I tell a lot of my guys, like, before the play, I'm like placing a wing stop order, just kind of like zoning out for real. Usually I get to like the drink and like I'm telling them if I want ice or not.
Yeah.
Ball is snapped. So then at that point, I'm not worried about, you know, right or wrong. It's just playing football, playing free.
Well, we mentioned on the broadcast last week the watermelon Red Bull and the grandma's cookies. Does she overnight you the cookies? Like, what is that? How does that happen?
Nah, so it's actually the grandma's cookies from the stove. It's the peanut butter grandma's cookies.
Okay.
I get a little Red Bull. You feel me? I just feel like that's a little, it's what get me going.
Yeah, everyone's got their own thing.
Yeah.
Totally get it. Tell me about your high school football playing days at Edgewater. Were you on a good team, not so good team, kind of middle of the road? What was that like for you back in the day?
I ain't started playing football until late in my high school career.
Okay.
So I only got a couple years of this football stuff under my belt. When my first year, though, we wasn't the best. I think we was like 9-3 was my senior year. I think we might have lost one more game, so we might have went like 8-4 or something like that.
Decent teams.
Yeah, it was decent teams. My first year, it was kind of a lot going on. We had a Florida Gators quarterback, Chris Lee, come through, and then it was a lot going on with that. We ended up having to switch head coaches.
Okay.
So my first year was kind of hectic, and then my senior year, we had Coach Cameron Duke that came in from Lake Highland Prep. He's over at Marietta now. He was a great guy. Still in touch with him till today. One of those things where he came in and kind of changed the culture, and he set a standard, and he made sure that like that standard was met. It kind of prepared me for college and living up to whatever standard that the program had wherever I was at.
Were you always a corner in high school too?
Nah.
Or you played a little wide receiver?
Yeah, I actually was a receiver. I actually came into college as a receiver. Mm-hmm. I just switched to corner my sophomore year of college.
And they say corners can't catch, but you say that's not true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple touchdowns at receiver. Yeah, I switched to corner. It was one of those situations. I was ineligible for like the first half of the season when I was at Northwestern when I first got there, because the NAIA just takes a lot of time to process paperwork and stuff, especially for transfers.
Yes, they do.
So for me, I ended up getting all that paperwork in later than I should have, and then I ended up having to sit like the first 5 or 6 games of the season. I was still playing receiver. I was, you know, just on scout team receiver. When I was finally eligible to play, you know, I played some games at receiver, and then they went down a corner, and then they asked me if I wanted to play corner. I started playing a little bit of corner, so it was at one point in time where I was just playing receiver and corner in one game. And then it got to a point where it's like, I'm kind of good at corner. Like, I'm good at receiver, but I'm like better at corner. I'm like a better size. So then I kind of dove into the reality, and I was just like, you know, I'm going to just lock into corner. So I just started playing more corner.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a Seahawks fan. And Richard Sherman, of course, at Stanford, also started as a wide receiver, of course, flipped over to corner. So
yeah,
it happens more often than people would think.
For sure.
Are you a big smack talker out there? Talk a little junk or not so much? Pretty quiet guy.
I talk a little bit. I don't be trying to do too much talking though. I be tired. Like in that field, you be running a lot, and I be in a lot of man coverage. So
yeah, Max Van Lanningham said the exact same thing. He's like, I'm too tired to talk.
Yeah, junk. Yeah. Sometimes I be talking, but most of the time, like it's not too much. Like I say a little something, and then I leave it at that. But then I talk a lot more in practice than I do in the game, just because like in practice, like the flow of things a little bit different in game. Like I'm kind of full speed every play, so I ain't trying to waste my energy talking too much. But I still you know, say hello to some.
Every once in a while, yeah, for sure. The visor. It's so sick. Why the visor? Do you have to have like a doctor's note for that or no?
Nah, for real.
Apparently that's a thing back where Matt McClure's from. He said to have a visor, you have to have like a doctor's note. So
at home, you got to, if you want to like play, I think NCAA 2, if you want like any type of tenant visors, you got to have a prescription for it.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's why I wore it as much as I could in fall camp. Just kind of get my use for it. And then I was just like, yeah, I got to go. I'm going to have to go clear eventually.
Oh,
one of these days, though, I'm going to try to pull it out and see if the refs tell me to take it off.
It was so cool. I'm a big fan of it. Funniest player on the team. Big football team. Got to have a couple guys in there that are full of some wisecracks. Who's the funniest player on this football team?
Man, it's a couple funny guys on the team. It's a couple guys that be making me laugh. I would definitely say Gabe is definitely one of the funniest for sure. Gabe different, but it's funny different. You got, you know what I'm saying? The more you're around Gabe, the funnier he gets. It's just like, you never know what you're going to get with Gabe.
I had Gabe on Pack Chat last year. It was probably like an hour and 10 minutes. Longest one I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right for sure.
Dude is on a whole new level. So you, Mary, coming up this week. How are you feeling for this matchup?
Pretty confident. They do a lot of stuff on their offense, a lot of unorthodox stuff. They got a young guy at quarterback. They got a lot going on over there, in my opinion. I think for me, just kind of keying into my guy, just making sure I'm disciplined. Day one stuff, I think I'll be pretty much fine. I don't think they're going to do a whole lot schematically, but well, usually every game I'm in a lot of man coverage, so mm-hmm. for me it's just making sure my eyes are on my guy at all times. They run a lot of like trick plays, mm-hmm. like flea flickers to throwbacks to deep balls. Like it's just a bunch of like plays that you just do randomly. Like you just pull out a random trick play. Like that's their consistent offense. So
okay,
they consist of a lot of trick plays and a lot of crazy stuff that's going on.
So you really got to be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah, the Augie game they played, they would play Augie in a Wildcat the whole game.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they came out in Wildcat or if they came out in some crazy stuff trying to score as many points as they can doing that.
Hey, whatever works for them, I guess. How fun is this secondary? I mean, you got yourself, Keegan, T.Y., Joppy, Kyle Thomas. This is a really good secondary on paper, and obviously through the first three games we've seen, it's pretty good too. How fun is it being a part of this secondary?
It's fun being able to trust the guys that you're around. It's one of those things where like you develop it throughout camp. A lot of people that they don't see it. It's a lot of hardships that go on with that as well. You know what I'm saying? A lot of headbutting, but it's a lot of understanding and communication as well. I think what we did as a secondary is we've developed a standard for ourselves, mm-hmm. and we all try to live up to that standard. Whether you're a freshman, you're a transfer, or you're a six-year senior, you just got to live up to the standard that we set for ourselves. That's easier said than done. You know, we have our days where we don't live up to that standard. At the end of the day, we know that we have a standard that we need to live up to. So every day that we can get better, we try to get better. Just being able to have safeties behind me that I know are going to be in the area that they need to be in, it helps my job a lot more, especially again, being in man coverage a lot. Like at certain times, like I'm told that I have help. So for me, like I know I have that help. It makes my job a lot easier. So it's a real good secondary, and I'm excited to see how much more we can do. Yeah, on scoreboard, it looks like we've been playing lights out, but we could be a lot better. Again, that's the things that people don't see. They see the score, and they're like, yeah, you played well. And like, yeah, we did play well, but we could have played a lot better.
Looking at a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being bad defense, 10 being the best, would you say you guys are like at a 7 right now-ish? A little higher, a little lower?
Yeah, I'd say we're somewhere in that area. This whole season, it's a mountain that we're trying to climb. Mm-hmm. And every game that we win, we get a little bit closer to the top of that mountain. Every game we lose, we fall back down that mountain. So being able to win 2 games in a row, going on the road and trying to win, it'll be huge for us. Starting the season off 3-1, we're already 2-0 at home. We go 2-0 on the road, and we're right back at home. Mm-hmm. And then it's right back to the same motto, going undefeated at home.
Yeah, you got that long home stretch there with
exactly.
Duluth and Moorhead and SMSU. It's a great home stand for sure. So looking forward to that. It's all the football questions I got for you. So how'd you pick up on the watermelon Red Bull before kickoff? Was that just something you've always had, or what's the deal there?
I'm not even a big energy drink person, for real. I just started like drinking energy drinks more often, but before, like, I could probably count on like one hand amount of times I drink like energy drinks. But I think we was on a road game. My good friend K West, he was a cornerback from Cato, and I think we went to the gas station one morning. I think we didn't like the breakfast or something like that. So we went to the gas station, grabbed some like some danishes and stuff. Sure. And then I grabbed a Red Bull and I was like, you know what I'm saying? It kinda had me turnt. I was like, I don't know. So now I just be getting Red Bull before every game, for real.
And it works out for you.
Yeah.
So if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Facts.
So you work at Lee Park over the summer. How's your game right now on the links?
I'm still trying to break 80. I got better. Probably lost my swing. I ain't played in about 2 months, so.
That's still solid, though. I would kill to break 80. I'd kill to break 100. favorite club? What's your club right now? Club of choice you feel the most confidence in?
Carter Campbell going to love this one. It's that 3-wood.
Really?
Before, I was hitting Arnold Palmer 5-wood.
Okay.
And, yeah, I ended up getting gifted a new set of clubs, so then it came. I got like a SS Cobra 3-wood.
Nice.
So I was just teeing off with that, hitting that from everywhere.
Wow.
But now I got a driver, though, so I don't really hit the 3-wood that much. Only when like I don't hit my driver where I just pull out the 3-wood.
Nice. Man, I'm a big fan of the 7. That's my 7-iron. I feel the most confidence in that.
Yeah.
So you said in the questionnaire that you're a really good cook. What do you make? What kind of cook are we talking about here?
You name it. I mean, I really be cooking. I be cooking everything for real. Yeah, from soul food to American, whatever. Like, it really be what I'm be in the mood to make for real. It's this one dish I like to make. I'll be making like a curry chicken with like some black beans and rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say it's date night. You know, what's the go-to food that you're making there?
That's a good question. It really depends on upon the request. So like for me, you know what I'm saying? I know how to cook. So she requests it and you feel me? I make it. We go from there.
All right. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. You said also you're close with Kirby Joseph with the Detroit Lions. How'd that relationship develop?
It started when we was working out. We met through a trainer, Kenny Shaw. So Kirby went into Illinois as an athlete. He signed as an athlete, and he was playing defensive back and wide receiver. And then I was playing receiver. So we linked up through this trainer, Kenny Shaw. He played at Florida State. He went to play in the league in the CFL. We just kind of, you know, it's those dog days when you out there in the sun at noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the sand pit in Orlando where it ain't no clouds, you know what I'm saying? You got high percentage humidity and it's already like 90 degrees, you know what I'm saying? Those days really build strong relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really shows, like, you know what I'm saying? We out here trying to get it. We trying to get to somewhere where we ain't never been before. Real recognize real. You feel me? It's just one of those connections where it's like, he a real person, I'm a real dude. At the end of the day, like, we understand, like, we trying to get somewhere. You feel me? We meet at the top.
Mm-hmm.
He got there before I did, but you know what I'm saying? It's just so fun to watch him, like, just hoop, man. It's just surreal, for real. Like, this the biggest stage you could play ball on. And you know what I'm saying? He doing it at a high level. So it's even just, like, talks about reality and what it really is. You feel me? He really put me back into reality and, like, let me know, like, at times, like, yeah, you got to do better here. Even when I think I'm doing the best that I could be doing, you feel me? He puts that reality in the air, and it's like, bro, whether you feel like you doing this or not, like, this is what it is. It's just good to have somebody like that in my corner, especially just having the experience he has, just being able to just soak it all in from him. I ask so many questions, whether it's about football or about life, you know what I'm saying? So it's a cool relationship.
Great mentor to have, for sure. Favorite sports teams and why?
Detroit Lions.
Makes sense.
For the NFL.
Of course, yeah.
Before he got drafted, though, I was a fan of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
But then he got drafted, so now I'm a Detroit Lions fan. NBA, you feel me? I'm Oklahoma City Thunder, which it's kind of weird, you feel me? I like Miami Heat. Miami Heat cool for sure. But if you ask me who my team is, I'm gonna say the Thunder just because.
Feels like a bandwagon move right there.
I mean, I was rocking with them with the Supersonics just because of Kevin Durant.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. Like I ain't even watched NBA Finals, to be honest. And OKC my team, but they only my team because of Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I ain't finna jump to team because he jumping teams. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I liked them when they was the Supersonics just because, like, they had a cool logo.
Yeah.
Their colors was cool. Like, I liked the green and yellow. Yeah, green and yellow. Like, not way better than the blue and orange, but, like, it was just cool, especially, like, with Kevin Durant. He was super young.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. So, especially growing up playing basketball, like I was hooping all 4 years of high school. I wasn't playing football all 4 years of high school. So for me, I was always a big into basketball guy. So
gotcha. All right, that's fair. Favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie is Grown Ups. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I like Grown Ups. I'll probably watch it a good amount of times when it first came out, like to the point where like I knew it word for word.
Yeah.
I ain't watched it in a while. Then I watched it probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I didn't watch it. I just had it on. And
sure,
then I was
in
just
the background.
Yeah. Because it's at a point where like you hear it and you can picture what they're doing.
Yep.
So it's like one of those.
Yeah, that's my wife and The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with that movie. Why are tennis balls fuzzy?
That's a good question. Why are tennis balls fuzzy?
I don't know if there's an actual answer to this or not, but just tossing it out there.
Maybe because it's less wear on the tennis racket. You know what I'm saying? Like a softer impact.
It's a thought. Is Friday part of the weekend?
I guess it depends on your job.
Yeah. For you, what would you say?
Friday is definitely not a part of it. I don't even get weekends no more.
Mm-hmm.
I get a Sunday.
Same.
So No.
Probably not.
It's not.
Hollywood's making a movie about Lorenzo Jones. What's it called? Who plays you? Can't play yourself.
Okay, who would play me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. My homeboy, Elijah Jones from back at the crib.
Okay.
He'll probably play me. What the movie would be called?
Brock Bogosi said A Brock's Life or something like that, like A Bug's Life.
A Brock's Life.
Yeah.
That's smart. A Low Life.
A Low Life? Oh, because, okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not bad. All right. Yeah. That's not bad. All right. What's one thing that's on your bucket list? Before you leave this earth, what's one thing that you absolutely have to do?
Visit the Eiffel Tower in Paris while eating a croissant.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. My girl, she went without me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Tough crowd.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That was before we met.
Okay, fair enough. What's in Lorenzo Jones's fridge right now?
What's in my fridge right now? Diet Coke, a bunch of Bubbler. Shout out to Bubbler. Joey Energy drinks. Shout out to Joey Energy. We got some cheese, chicken breasts. Got a couple eggs,
mm-hmm.
Some butter.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Pretty much.
We got some leftover. I made some chicken and rice yesterday.
Okay.
So I got some rice, some jasmine rice, and some chicken breasts in the fridge.
If you were an animal in the wild, what would you be and why?
I ain't gonna lie. I'll probably be like a bear or a lion.
Okay.
Like a grizzly bear. I'd be like a grizzly bear. Nah, I'd be like a lion.
Going with lion?
Yeah, I'm
going
to be a lion.
I mean, if you're a Detroit Lions fan, kind of goes hand in hand, right?
I ain't even think about that. See, it's just at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at the heart, a lion.
Got to have that lion in you. They always say, got to have the dog in you. You're more of a lion.
Yeah, got to have the lion in you.
Heart of a lion. Favorite board game?
Monopoly.
Yeah, game's classic.
100%.
Love it.
Even though I always go broke on that game. I don't know how, but yeah.
It's a toughie. I'm always losing. What would you choose as your last meal? Last day on planet Earth. I got to get this in my stomach before I go. Last meal.
Seafood boil with white jasmine rice.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
You a big lobster guy?
I'm a big snow crab guy.
Okay.
Snow crab. King what? Snow crabs.
I was going to say more of a king crab guy myself.
Yeah, them things fire.
Big fan of the king crab. Biggest pet peeve. What's one thing that just fires you up and annoys you?
Pet hair.
Pet hair.
Yeah.
You got like a dog or something that just sheds or something or what?
No, I don't have a dog. My girl has a dog. Leaves quite a bit of a trail.
Mm-hmm.
But she does a good job of making sure it's not no pet hair around like the major areas.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just feel like because pet hair is like say if we're in a car, right? You got a lot of pet hair in your car, whatever the case may be. And it's a nice day. We decide to roll the windows down.
Yep.
It's just a bunch of pet hair flying everywhere. Say if you're eating some ice cream.
Yeah, oh boy, that's
you
a problem.
You don't want no pet hair in your ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big ice cream guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big food guy.
Sure.
So if I see hair in my food, I don't know how much I want to be eating that food.
Well,
you know?
Stay away from the Tewksbury household. We got a golden retriever, and that dog's hair is absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, her sister has a dog very similar.
Yep.
That does very similar things.
I get it. Who wins the Super Bowl this year? Who's playing in the big game?
I can't tell you who gonna play for sure, but it's gonna be the Lions in there for sure. Yeah, yeah. We fell a little short last year. You know what I'm saying? We just ran out of time.
Yeah,
is what I would say. Even though we lost, you know what I'm saying? Our DC, our OC.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cornerbacks coach that stepped up and filled the role, and I think he's doing a really good job. Honestly, like I think our defense is playing really well.
Nice win for them against the Ravens on Monday night.
Yes, yeah. I tried to stay up as much as I could watching that when I fell asleep, but it was. It was a good game. It was a great game. Like even like with, you know, the OC Ben Johnson leaving, like can't really tell. They still run crazy plays.
Yep. At fourth down play on the goal line.
Yeah, it was crazy. So like it's just nice to see that, like, okay, it wasn't just him developing that offense.
They still got it.
You can tell that it was a little bit of Coach Dan Campbell in there, too.
My Super Bowl prediction is Buffalo versus Green Bay. So we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. As a Seahawks perspective, I know. It's just, that's what I got. That's my guess right now. Then they lose to the Browns last week.
I was about to say, that's not, last week was a performance on special teams across the whole NFL.
It was all over the place.
I probably switched to like four different games in a row.
Yeah, blocked field goals.
Blocked field goals.
Yep.
Blocked field goals, returned for touchdowns. I'm like, whoa.
I will say, though, my Seahawks returned a punt for touchdowns, so they had some good special teams.
I had them. I had their defense on my special teams. They're my special teams defense.
On your fantasy?
Yeah, that block punt gave me some good amount of points.
Hey, man, you're welcome. If you could get rid of one state, what would it be and why?
If I could get rid of one state, probably be like Idaho. Is Idaho in the Midwest? Where's
probably not. It's probably technically West Coast, but it's not on the coast.
Yeah, it's see? Like they just in the way.
Yeah, going with Idaho.
And I'm going to go Idaho because, like, what does that name even mean?
Mm-hmm.
Idaho.
Favorite state that you've ever visited and why?
I've only been to a couple states. So, fun fact, I didn't even leave Florida until I left for college.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I ain't never traveled or nothing like that until I left for college.
Interesting.
And when I first left for college, I traveled on a Greyhound.
Okay.
Or a Megabus or whatever it is.
I remember the Megabus, yes.
Yeah. So, it was
go anywhere for like a buck.
Yeah, I went to Dollar Tree and I bought a whole bunch of Little Debbie snacks and some Gatorades, and I had a book bag. I was in the back of the bus just eating snacks the whole ride. Yeah, I would say it would definitely be like Gulf Shores, Alabama. I've been there a couple times for like track championships, nationals, and then I visited with my girl and her family and we had a good time out there.
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time out there. Had some good seafood.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like the South has like killer seafood.
Yeah, it was that was some good. That seafood was good.
Nice. Remember in high school there was like the senior prank where everybody does something goofy?
Yeah.
What was your guys' senior prank back in the day?
Oh, they threw toilet paper everywhere around the whole school. It was just toilet paper everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper and just random sheets of paper just everywhere.
TP everywhere.
Yeah.
Favorite app on your cell phone right now?
I would say my favorite app is probably Instagram. Mm. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, whether it's for business or just connecting with people from back home. But
doing it for the gram.
Yeah. Yeah. The gram. There you go. Dollar sign. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of both.
There you go. Favorite breakfast food?
I always go with the grits and the pan sausage.
Okay, what are grits?
Some pan.
Huh? What are grits? I hear this all the time. It's usually a southern thing. Mostly, right?
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a meat?
It's like it's like grains. Like it's like rice but breakfast.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the breakfast or the rice.
Breakfast rice.
Nah, but it's not like the same texture as rice.
Okay.
It's more like,
sounds not great.
Nah, it's good. Throw some cheese in there with some hot sauce. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, going to go with grits. All right.
For sure.
Next up, I got a segment called This or That.
All right,
fumble recovery in the end zone or a pick six?
Pick six.
I feel like that's an easy one for you.
Yeah.
Field turf or natural grass?
Field turf. Turf.
Snow or rain?
I'm going with rain. I ain't going to lie.
Maroon or gold?
Gold.
Ice bath or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Toilet paper, does it go over the roll or under the roll?
It goes to wherever the part that you can pull is facing you. It should be facing out.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be on the back end of your roll. Like, you shouldn't be reaching under your toilet paper roll to grab toilet paper.
Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich.
Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
Turn signal.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. For sure.
Chicken or steak?
I'm going to go with chicken because, like, every time I eat steak, I got to get my steak well done.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be done a proper way.
Yeah, yeah. Steaks are, like, for me, like, more on the, like, less side. Like, I'll make chicken before steak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Phone call or a text message?
Text message.
Hot dogs or brats?
A brat?
Yeah. Never had a brat before?
Nah.
Oh, dude. You haven't lived. Gotta have a brat. It's like a bigger hot dog, more meaty kind of thing.
Whoa, so like a XL glizzy?
Sure, we'll go with that. They're good, trust me. Especially if you cook them in some beer, finish them off on the grill.
It's like a sausage type thing?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I'll go with a brat.
All right. Hamburger or plant-based burger?
Hamburger.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
King of the Hill or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
There you go.
For sure.
Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas.
Facebook or Twitter? or X now, I guess.
I can honestly say I use Facebook more than I use X.
Okay.
I really only use Twitter, like, if I get tagged in something, mm-hmm. when I was in a portal or some trying to get recruited.
Sure, that's fair. Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Rain or shine?
Shine.
Answer these next two thoughtfully now.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson or Megan Fox?
Neither.
Blondes or brunettes or redheads?
Redheads.
Good answer. Those were tests now. You passed the test. Bunch of would you rathers here. Could elaborate on any of these if you'd like. Would you rather have to take a cold shower every day for the rest of your life or sleep 3 hours less every night?
3 hours less. No. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
It's toughy.
That's tough. That's tough because I do need that sleep.
I got to tell you.
I'm going to go with...
Our hot water heater broke over the summer. It was the worst.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Our lights done got cut off plenty of times. I done took a lot of cold showers. I'm going to go with cold.
Going with cold showers? All right. Yeah. Would you rather go without shampoo for the rest of your life or without toothpaste for the rest of your life?
Shampoo. I got locks, so it ain't the end of the world if I ain't using shampoo.
Fair enough. Would you rather find true love, which maybe you already have, I don't know, or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
No, I'm just playing true love.
Again, another test. Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or transported 500 years into the past?
Oh, I'm going future. I'm going 500 in the future for sure.
What do you think the future looks like in 500 years?
Well, we thought it was going to be flying cars by now.
Right.
So, to be honest, probably just a bunch of like robots and AI working everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Would you rather live on the East Coast or on the West Coast?
West Coast.
I'm surprised you said that because you're a Florida guy. I would have thought East Coast.
I thought about East Coast.
But you want something new.
Yeah, I feel like West Coast, like, I feel like it's more of like a better vibe.
A little more laid back.
Yeah, I feel like East Coast, just like, a lot of people got a lot of tension mm-hmm. in the East Coast.
Yeah, I could see that. Would you rather have Tourette's syndrome or be addicted to cigarettes?
I'd rather have the syndrome for sure.
I think I would too.
I'd rather have the syndrome.
Would you rather have to run anywhere and everywhere in your life, like you can't walk anymore, or you have to walk everywhere in your life? That includes football. I feel like you wouldn't be a good football player if you had to walk.
Yeah, I choose run. Choose run.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Finally, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase, and whatever comes to your mind, you just come right out and say it, okay? Northern State Football.
Up Wolves.
Edgewater High School.
Eagles, baby.
Track and field.
Triple jump.
South Dakota.
Nowhere.
Florida.
Home.
Greatest cornerback of all time.
Deion Sanders.
Northwestern, your first school.
Experience.
Minnesota State, Mankato.
Fun.
Football season.
Lit.
Autumn.
Chilly.
You big pumpkin spice latte guy or not so much?
I'm not big on the pumpkin smells. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm trying. Like earlier today, before we came here, actually, we was just at Marshall's and I was just like, she was like, yeah, we can't even get no sense because you don't like the pumpkin smell. I was like, come on, we can do it. We can do it. So we're going to see. She said she want to get some plug-ins. So
you're expanding the horizons here a little bit.
Trying.
Golf.
Driver.
7-iron.
Money.
Number 22.
Raw.
Did you choose number 22 or is that just a number randomly assigned to you or how'd that work out?
I wanted to wear two.
Okay.
Like even when I was at Cato, but like I already seen like how stuff was kind of out. It was people that was already there with numbers, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So 22 was like, I was like, you know, it's not a bad number. It had to grow on me a little bit, but I just, as long as I was wearing a 2, I wasn't too mad about it.
Okay.
And then I had 22, so I was like, it kind of works out perfect.
There you go. Interception.
I need one.
Tackle.
I make those.
Third down.
We get stops on those.
Keegan Mountain.
That boy, fire.
T.Y. Young.
That boy, fire, too.
Elijah Jopp.
We all fire.
Kyle Thomas.
He a dog, for sure.
Cooper Logan.
He is a dog.
Giovanni Szymanski.
That's my boy. He a dog.
Jake Adams.
That boy's a psychopath.
Gabe Gutierrez.
Crazy.
Max Van Landingham.
Laid back, but a dog.
Jason Glasgow.
Coach Glasgow. He laid back, too. But that's my boy.
Head coach Mike Schmidt.
Coach Schmidt, not laid back, but that's my boy too.
Your family.
Love.
Your special gal. She's here in studio right now.
Yeah, man. Love, support, gratitude, all of that.
Where did you guys meet? At school here or somewhere
No,
else?
We actually met in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was at Kai West's house over Christmas break.
Okay.
Yeah. He took me out when we was out there, and you know what I'm saying? The rest was history.
Yada, yada, yada. Now, next thing you know, here she is.
Right, right.
Good stuff. Finally, Lorenzo Jones.
Persistent.
Good word. Shout outs to family, friends, to kind of wrap things up here a little bit.
Yeah, man. You know, I want to appreciate you for having me, Toots. You already know, man. It's all love.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Excited to keep working with you this season.
Yes, sir.
You already know, man. Long live all my loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Dex, free my brother. You know what I'm saying? Up Northern Wolves.
There you go. That is the cornerback from Orlando, Florida, senior captain Lorenzo Jones on this edition of Pack Chat. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it.